Well, the Statue of Liberty has become one of the most recognizable monuments in the world, a symbol of freedom and the American dream. But do we know the real story of Lady Liberty? On our Como Newsline is Elizabeth Mitchell. She's out with a new book called Liberty's Torch, The Great Adventure to Build the Statue of Liberty. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
So what would surprise us about the real story behind the Statue of Liberty?
Well, I would think the same thing that surprised me when I first started researching it. It wasn't designed for America. It was designed for Egypt, for the mouth of the Suez Canal. And when Bartholdi, the artist who created this, brought it to Egypt, the leader of the Khedive rejected it. And so he had to find it a new home.
How did you become interested in researching this?
Well, I was in the manuscript division of the New York Public Library, and I was researching something else. And I noticed that they had the diary of Bartholdi when he first came to America in 1871 to pitch it. And so I had always been taught, you know, it's a gift from the French government to the American government.
I think that's what we're all taught, right?
Exactly. And I mean, it continues, you know, you can even find it on some of the main websites, but it's actually not quite true. I mean, Bartholdi, when he came over, was clearly acting as a lone wolf. I mean, he had some friends back in France telling him to, you know, get out there and try and pitch it, but he was pitching it cold to a country he'd never been to, and he really just wanted to get this colossus built.
What do you want people to take away from your book?
Well, I was really moved by the era in which all this took place. I mean, this was a time when all sorts of people were just trying to impress each other with what humanity could achieve, you know, this kind of, to exhilarate their fellow man. And I hope that maybe people will get that from it, that this man went through a lot of struggles to get the thing done, but it's been such an incredible gift to the world, basically. And, you know, maybe we need to have a little more of that spirit.